It comes as no surprise that one of the main reasons that people want to learn 八字 or feng shui or qi men, any form of metaphysics, is to change their lives. I mean, come on, you don't just want to find out your fate and know why your life sucks because of this and that, right? Certainly, you want to know what can you do to change it. So the question here is it possible to change our lives using 八字? Well, before we talk about the answer to that question, go ahead and hit the subscribe button and click on the bell icon for all future videos that I will be releasing. So the main question here is life fated? Is destiny predetermined, right? This is most important. If you want to say we want to change our lives, certainly that means there must be an aspect of our lives that is within our control, correct? So let me tell you, what does it mean when we say we study metaphysics, our astrology chart and so forth, okay? An astrology chart or a 八字 chart generally tells two things, okay? Metaphysics can tell you two things. One is fate, the other one is destiny. This is very important. Fate and destiny are two different things. Fate is equivalent to you going to a bar one night and met the girl of your dreams. That's fate. Fate brought you together. But what happens after that? That's destiny. Okay, so destiny implies that you're in control of, you know, all these events or the people that you meet, what you want to do with them, how you want to develop that relationship, you know, how far it will go. That's you. So a lot of this is your own decision, how you manage your decision with the opportunities that you are given. Now, some people say, yeah, but I don't have any opportunities. That means my fate is no good. No, it's because you didn't activate your destiny in such a way that if let's say you stay home all the time, or you're in the same job all the time, you're in the same place all the time, there's no way for you to meet with those other opportunities. So understanding metaphysics, particularly 八字, allows you to, you know, go to places, or at least when we say activate, put yourself in a situation where life can happen for you instead of against you. So the first step to changing your life is this, that you got to be able to be in charge. This is the first thing. So if you see people complaining about life all the time, oh, this is not good, that is not good, this is not great, you know, it sucks to be me, that sort of mentality. If you keep talking like that, that means you say you don't want to be responsible for the shit happening, okay? When you give up responsibility, that means you're not in charge, and therefore, you are only susceptible to fate, and you don't have the part where you can control your destiny. It's yin and yang, okay? So if you would like to design your destiny, then it starts with you taking charge of your own life. This is the first step. You gotta be in charge. That's the first step. The second thing is to understand the four realms of metaphysics. The four realms, we call this heaven, earth, man, and spirit, or the universe realm, okay? Heaven, earth, man, and spirit. So this is very important. When we understand that all four realms are realms of energy, it's how we make use of these four, you know, levels of energy at any given period of time. Some people, you know, achieve what other people could achieve in 10 years in 1 year. Okay, because they make good use of their energy. So heaven energy, earth energy, man energy, and spirit energy. Some people, they do, you know, they take 10 years and still nothing happens. Okay, because they just spent the energy in the course of the time. Now, time is the same for everybody. It's 24 hours, right? But a day, right? And what do you do with that? How do you manage that energy? So it is obvious that we are unconscious of how to manage it. So that's why there's metaphysics tool like, you know, 八字 or qi men to help us understand these levels of energies that are, you know, that are affecting us and how we could consciously make use of that. Okay. So to change something, you first have to understand something, or at least be aware of it. Awareness is the first key to transformation. So when we talk about heaven energy, right? Heaven, earth, man, this is very important, right? Heaven energy is basically, what are the thoughts? How does your intelligence work? How do you think? What goes in your thinking? Because if you constantly think in a very pessimistic way, a negative way, and self-defeating way, the internal narrative is not good, then it is obvious that, you know, you will experience negative manifestation in your life, because generally the narrative is no good. The story keeps repeating, it's bad, you know, it works for you, it won't work for me, you know, I'm not built like that, I'm not like this, I'm not like that. If that's the narrative that goes in, that's the heaven luck, okay? Let me say, but it's born like that. No, you're not born like that. It's once you step out of this, you can say, okay, this is the thinking like this. There are, which mode can I turn on? It's like wearing a different role. Once you put on that role, you can start to think in a different way. Now, in metaphysics, there are generally 10 stems that represent the mode of thinking. And if you understand how the personality profile works better, you can, it's like a manual in your life. Oh, so this is how I should be thinking. Then you change that, then you can change your life. The second thing, of course, heaven, earth. Earth is how we feel about things, okay? How you think about something, how you feel about something is two different things. And of course, emotional level can be sometimes stronger than just your thoughts, okay? You might think positive, but you feel negative. That's going to be a negative aspect as well. So you may say, but that's my feeling. I can't control my feelings. Yes, you can. It's because you just gave up control. Remember, we said the first step is that you must claim control. You must be in charge, and that includes how you feel. You see, it's like you cannot say, I don't feel like going to work today, therefore I don't go to work. You can't do that, right? Even if you don't feel like going to work, you go to work because that's the 9-to-5, that's your job, correct? When you do it, you don't have to like it, but if you still do it despite your feelings for it, you can still get a certain results, correct or not? So if you think about how your emotions work, a lot of people wait until they feel right before they do something, okay? It's like writing a book. Oh, you know, today I don't feel like writing. I don't have the mood. So they wait for mood, and 2-3 years, nothing happened because the mood didn't come. So you got to learn to be in control of that, right? So in terms of feng shui, right? Feng shui can affect how you feel in the house through your environment. So when we talk about using feng shui, let's say to the life generating direction, to the heavenly doctor direction, when we use feng shui, we don't just say use for good luck. We use it to influence how in over time, it takes time. Feng shui doesn't work overnight, it takes some time. You feel better in the house, you just feel pleasant, you feel joyful. And when that happens, you see, if you feel happier, more joyful, and basically, you're more positive, you wouldn't even question yourself about what's your life purpose, do I need to change? But no, you won't have that because you're generally happier, right? Because what's there to change when you're happy? People want to like, I can find out everything about my child, it's no good, or who betrayed me. That's then when you want to change, because there's something negative and burdensome happening in their lives, okay? So feng shui affects you in terms of how you feel. That's your environment. So it's not about the placement of stuff. Many people ask me, what the hell, is this a good luck symbol? No, it's not. This is some, I don't know what the interior designer put it there. It just makes it look more pleasant. It is not a feng shui thing. Feng shui is direction, time, and location in the house. It's subtle, right? That's how it works. Now, the third component for heaven, earth, man is just a description of your physical being. Your physical body is it covers your thoughts, it's inside here, and how you feel is also inside this body of yours. If it functions well, it's healthy, it's vibrant, it's got energy, right? You will have the ability to do things, right? Go and experience life, go and enjoy your life, for example. A lot of times, you know, this body of ours may not be cooperating with us. Right? And if it's not cooperating with us, then there's pain here, there's pain there, there's sick here, there's sickness there, you know, don't feel well at all. So you gotta be able to get, now some people exercise to do that, you don't need feng shui to make yourself healthy, you can go for a jog and take up a sports, for example, you can do that. Some people just meditate all the time, it's also possible, they can do yoga, they can do Pilates, whatever it is. If your body is functioning at good energies level, you actually feel better. Okay, so that's the third thing. Now, spirit energy. Okay, spirit energy, you can describe that as intuition and inspiration that from outside in. Where do great ideas come from? Right? How do you activate intuition and creativity? Well, that's the source energy, right? If you're more in tune with it, the more positive, more ideas will come. Sometimes we feel frustrated, we feel hopelessness, is when we just don't know a way out of it. You don't know how to solve a problem. When you don't know how to solve a problem, you feel frustrated. And frustrated over time becomes suffering. So if you have a solution, then you obviously will suffer, right? But you think about it, right? Whatever you know, you already know. The solution to your current problem is in the outside. It's in the unknown, right? So that's the so-called spirit realm. Not the spirit, not the ghosts and all that. No, we're not talking about it. We're talking about divine or the higher intelligence, the same energy that created all life forms. Because we have access to that. And if your signal is strong enough, you get solutions, you get creative, okay? So this is how it works. This is the four realms that we talk about in metaphysics. Now, another way to look at how Bazi and change, Bazi doesn't change your life, but you can also look at periods of time where there's a clash in your Bazi, okay? Now, people are always afraid of a clash. Oh, it's a clash coming. It's a clash here. It's a clash here. It's going to be bad. Why you fear it? Clash means change. Sometimes internally, we cannot change. We got to look for external cause to the change. Of course, if externally caused, we may not feel comfortable at first, but, you know, at least it allows you to change. If you embrace that clash, embrace the circumstances changes, you embrace and go along with it, it'd be easy for you to, you know, to change your life, to transform your life. So clash means change. Now, it is painful when you hold on to what you don't want things to be different. You hold on to the ideology that it must be exactly the same because you're comfortable with whatever is the same, even though it's not working out. Change is something different. So when a clash happens and you see your perception is positive, mostly you will learn something from that and you'll be able to go to the next level. So therefore, I think that clash is really favorable for those people who are stuck in the mentality or stuck in a certain emotion. Sometimes a little bit of pain helps them get out of that situation. Basically, it's like you slap yourself out of it, okay? So don't resist the clash. This is important. Now, the last thing is, remember this, okay? This is from date selection. There's such a day called the remove day. And remove day basically is this, right? You got to remove your life, your parts of the negativity that is affecting your life, okay? Now, that could be in the form of certain activities that are not exactly healthy that you're doing to your mental state or your emotional state, but you keep doing it anyway because you're fearful of losing someone or losing, you know, someone is against it and all that. Sometimes you got to be able to remove yourself, right? At least emotionally or mentally, okay? This is important, your detachment from that. So that if once you're not there to, that you need support, you know, something, oh, I need my husband support, wife support, kids support, uncle support, you need that support. If you keep looking for support, you're going to be very disappointed because not everyone can think and feel like you and neither should they, okay? Neither should just because they're your husband or wife, they must support you. Come on, right? Because of that expectation, that's why you feel pain. What if you don't have that expectation? What if you don't need the support? All the support you need is from you. If you support you, you'll be all right. So remove that need. Remove that attachment to the need for support. If that will allow you to become the entrepreneur, the business person, the achiever, okay, you can move forward much faster. Doesn't mean you abandon them. It just means that you no longer need it. You're okay on your own. Just tell yourself, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be all right. So that's the thing, right? So remove days are good from this. And another thing you can physically do is, as at least on your calendars, to remove unimportant events and activities. 30% of it is important because you're going to make way for something good. You can't have something good come to your life when your calendar is filled up with unproductive events and appointments and negativity, okay? So remove that from your calendar and you'll be fine. So these are the ways that you could use metaphysics, not particularly just Bazi, but any form of metaphysics to help yourself change your life. So I hope this video helps you in some ways to become better. And if you enjoyed this video, please give me some comments, give me a thumbs up, give me a like on this video, and tell me what other videos you'd like to see about using metaphysics or any questions you have regarding metaphysics. I'll do my best to film a short video to answer that question. And don't forget to click on the subscribe button and click on the notification bell to get notified every time I release a new video. Thank you.